Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 106 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, member of the Education Podcast Network, still coming to you from fantastic Rockville, Indiana at the Wheelhouse Donuts coffee shop. I'm still working my way through my first big cup of coffee here, second cup of coffee all day. I know you're really interested in that, by the way. And today I wanted to touch on something that I think we have a little bit of a misperception on in the classroom and how we can improve on it. I've even been one that has clamored for the death of the lecture in the classroom. And I think that whenever we do traditional lectures, I think that there's a lot of good in that. And there's ways that we could do it much better, I think. However, there is part of that whole lecture idea that I think really needs to stay around. Okay, brace yourself for this, because I'm starting to make the case for part of a lecture that's really useful. And here's what it is. The idea of story. I mentioned in a previous episode not too long ago that I really believe that there is a story in just about anything. You know, obviously, you get into the English language arts classroom, you start looking at literature, there's story all over that. Social studies, I mean, history is just full of a bunch of people's real life stories. But even when you get into, you know, math and looking at processes and get into science, you know, there's a story behind all of that as well. Like what's happening to the characters involved and how could you see yourself fit into that? And I really feel like this is a very useful tool that we can use in all walks of education to captivate the attention of our students. Now, do we need to stand up and talk at them the entire class period or the entire time we've got them? Definitely not. But this can be a really great element to a really great lesson, because if you think about it, our brains really are hardwired for story. I mean, all the way back to, you know, centuries and centuries ago, when we passed ideas and stories down through storytelling, you know, our history that we passed on down through storytelling. So, you know, sort of in the way that we're built, we're hardwired for it. And so what are some ways that we can use storytelling in the classroom to spice up our lessons, to improve our lessons? One, I think, is if we can take a look at the perspective of the information we're talking about. For instance, if we wanted to talk about the cycle of a plant growing, you know, what if we look at it from the plant's perspective as if it was a person, kind of like the, what do they call that, the anthropomorphic, I'm trying to do this off the top of my head, I totally wrecked that word. It's where you have something that isn't alive take on real people traits. Gosh, that was really bad, but hopefully you get the idea behind it. But what if the students looked at it from the perspective of that plant or from the perspective of the thing that you're talking about? Another way that we can incorporate story is to compare events in the story to students' everyday lives. So how can we look at a historic battle or something that happened in history or something that a character is going through or even the concepts that we're learning in class, and how can we compare them to what students are going through? You know, some little part of their lives. Any way that we can do that, I think, is always useful. Number three, stories are dependent on details and many times on dialogue as well. And so I think if we can remember to keep those in the instruction, if there's any way that we can salvage or even create dialogue that fits with that idea or you know, describe some of those details a little bit more in depth. Sometimes those are the things that really captivate the audience. And of course, our audience is our students. Do you ever think of them like that? You know, that our students are our audience. I don't think that we need to, you know, feel like we need to be their prime entertainer all the time, that our first goal is to entertain them. But I think that sometimes if we look at them in that way, that changes things. So anyway, just a thought today that maybe we think about how story and the elements of story can play into our lessons in another way to kind of breathe life into them. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.